We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, Joe, on the line right now is Radio.com Sports NFL insider Michael Lombardi. Insider calls are brought to you by Mercedes-Benz. Drive a Mercedes-Benz van and find out how far an extra mile really goes. You can also hear Michael on the GM Shuffle, his weekly podcast, available on Radio.com. Michael, good morning. Thanks, as always, for the time.
Hey, guys. Hi, Danny. Hi, Joe. How are we doing?
We're doing great, Michael. Thank you, buddy. Hey, I want to ask you real quickly, Tua.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on what you've seen 3 weeks with Tua, especially after the Rams game, or especially the last 2 weeks?
Well, I think the last 2 weeks he's played really well. I mean, they've done a great job of trying to get him within the offensive framework. I think Chan Gailey's done a really good job of utilizing his skill set, and he's done some improv plays that I think have been really good. And, you know, within the offense, he hasn't turned the ball over. He almost had an interception and went right through the guy's hands the other day, but I think he's been really, really good for them, and he's made plays, and he's kept their offense alive. I think the running back, Siad, is that how you say his name? He's been really impressive in terms of giving them some juice and some life. So, look, they are a complete team the last 3 weeks in terms of how they win, offense, defense, and in the kicking game.
1-3 to start the season, 5-game winning streak. Michael, how good is this Dolphins team in the NFL right now in your eyes?
Well, I mean, they continue to improve. I think what you see in Week 10 and what you see with some of these teams is you've got to get improvement during the season. I think New England's an example of that. You know, when they got blown out by San Francisco a month ago, you know, everybody was doom and gloom. And now that they've put together two wins in a row, they had Buffalo beat into the fourth quarter until they turned the ball over. You know, you've got to have improvement during the season. This is critical. And Miami's team, under Brian Flores' direction, has improved every single week. And I think what I love most about Brian is the fact that, you know, it doesn't matter who we picked or who we signed, he's going to play the best players that give him the best chance to win. And I think you see that. And the team's really responded. His personality is truly on that field when Miami takes to the field.
Yeah, I think that's the thing that truly impressed us is they play really hard for him. And listen, the Jordan Howard thing didn't work out, and he said, look, nothing against you, but we're going to let you go, man. It just has not worked out. You're not productive, and nicely, that was it. So you surprised by that, the Jordan Howard thing, at all?
No, I think, you know, the more they gave him the football, the better it was. It was helping the defense more than it was helping Miami. He just didn't fit. It was too slow. The game was too slow for him, you know.
Right.
You know, it's a little bit like every time Detroit gives Adrian Peterson the ball. It's a nice story, but it really helps the defense. It's going to be maybe 4 yards. It could be six, but it's not going to break your back, you know. And they need players that can threaten you at all the positions. So, you know, Howard's kind of in the right – he needs to go to the right team that really wants to run the ball inside and is, will feature that kind of run game.
Michael, he's really slow. You were being very nice. He is
– I
don't know what happened to him. I don't have any –
he lost his juice. He lost his mojo. He's like Austin Powers. He lost his mojo there. And, you know, sometimes that happens to players, you know.
Yeah.
It just does. And you got to be honest with yourself. Just because you gave him money doesn't mean you're right, you know. And I think that's really – an important quality that you must have as an executive in the league is to admit your mistakes and go forward. But I think, look, they have done a great job of attacking the pocket, of playing to the strengths with the coverages in the back end, you know, being opportunistic in the kicking game, turning the ball over, you know, picking the ball up and scoring and rushing the passer. So yeah, they have nothing to apologize for. It's like Belichick said the other day when he was getting grilled about his draft picks, you know, like at some point winning matters more than who you sign. You know, that's we get caught up in that. You know, like at the ultimate, at the end of the day, the results are what matters.
Michael, you worried about the New Orleans Saints now with Jameis Winston now having the keys to the Lamborghini for the next couple of weeks without Drew Brees?
Not really, no, because I think, you know, look, Drew Brees has been wonderful for them, and he throws a lot. And a lot of the work that he does is reflective of the other players that do an incredible job of yards after the catch. And I think Drew's brilliant. His decision-making, his ability to get him in the right play, because what I don't think the fans really understand is Drew doesn't come out of the huddle wanting to run 20 bingo cross. He doesn't come out of the huddle running Y slide. You know, he comes out of the huddle with about four or five things. They motion, they check, they recheck, and then he runs the play. And his ability to lead with his mind is so much better than even though he lacks the arm strength to throw it down the field, he makes up for it with his brilliance in terms of the planning, the deduction of the defense. So they'll miss some of that. But Peyton's such a good play caller, and these guys are so good once they get it. To me, Winston gets an opportunity to prove that he can be a bona fide starter. He's got to protect the football. That's all he needs to do. Don't play outside himself. Just protect the ball.
All right, and then we have the Bears that can absolutely screw up a Monday night, watching Monday Night Football, how bad that offense is. It's incredible. It doesn't matter who's calling the plays. Is it talent? Is it scheme? Is it coaching? Where's this fall for you watching somebody get 10 first downs on a Monday night game?
Well, I think the number one thing whenever you look at a bad team, and Joe, you played in the league, so you know this, but bad teams have no identity. They have no identity in who they are or what they really want to be. And the Bears, they play in Chicago. It happens to be windy there. It happens to be cold there. It happens to have weather that affects it. They play on grass. They would rather run a triple reverse to get 1 yard under Matt Nagy than they would just lining up and smacking you in the mouth. You know, and that's the way they've been since Matt Nagy's been there. You know, he thinks he's Andy Reid. They have zero toughness as a team. I do Chicago radio every Wednesday. I've been saying this for 3 years. You know, I said Trubisky was a disaster. The first year when he had all the success, they told me never to come to Chicago. I might get killed. And now all of a sudden they think I should come and speak. You know, it's like ridiculous. But they have no toughness. They have no toughness as a team. They refuse to improve their offensive line. They fired the line coach last year. It was all his fault. The line has actually gotten worse. And how do you know you've got the wrong coach at the job? Because every decision he makes to benefit your team actually ends up impeding your team. So therefore, you've got to. And Ryan Pace has lived a charm life. I mean, look, he drafts Mitchell Trubisky over Patrick Mahomes and Deshaun Watson. He still has a job. I traded a one for Trent Richardson, and I got fired. So not that I'm bitter, Joe. Not that I'm bitter.
Oh, Michael, you're beautiful.
Wow.
Hey, listen, you don't get shortchanged on your opinion, though. Don't you worry about that. You do
well,
not
you know,
get
that's
that.
The problem. We live in a world where nobody gives opinion. You listened to the broadcast last night. At some point, wasn't somebody going to say, this is really poorly designed? This is a horrible offense. They have no toughness. That's what football fans want to know. They want to know what they're watching. You know, they
right.
want to know
Agreed.
About it. You know, it's like Sunday night football. I mean, there we are watching the Patriots. Al's worried about the weather, right? And what happened in that game was Belichick did something that is football fans need to understand. He dominated the middle eight. He controlled the middle eight. What is the middle eight? Nobody knows about it because we don't talk about it. He yeah. scored at the end of the half. He got 7 points. He scored to start the half. The Lamar Jackson wasn't on the field, and he got 14 points. He controlled the middle eight. That's why he deferred kicking, because he wanted to control the middle eight. The middle eight to football is like the white pieces in chess. Whoever has white should always win. Well, when you control the middle eight, you'll always win.
Mike, heading into week 11 now of the NFL season, what's your MVP ballot look like right now? Who's on top? I know Russell Wilson might have been on top a couple weeks ago. Did he drop?
You know, I wrote a column for The Athletic. I think Kamara should be the MVP, but the MVP's not the most valuable player. It's the most valuable quarterback. So let's be honest with that. The way they vote for that, it's about the quarterback. And I don't think you can give Russell the MVP based on the way he's played the last 2 weeks, especially how he played on Sunday in Los Angeles. That was an unlike Russell Wilson game. You've never seen Russell Wilson play like that before. His decision-making was really poor. I mean, he turned the ball over when he didn't really have to. He turned down yards for interceptions, which is typically not what Russell does. So for me, it really starts and ends with Patrick Mahomes. I think you'll see Patrick Mahomes come out in Las Vegas. You know, they're a little bitter about that victory lap that the Raiders took in Kansas City after they beat them. I think you'll see a Patrick Mahomes and a Chief offense really focused and determined.
Yeah. By the way, Andy Reid, I was surprised that he kind of made it clear they wasn't real happy about the John Gruden victory lap. Around that surprise you?
Not really, because I think to the public, they always back and forth between the two guys. They always talk how much they love one another. But I think they're highly, highly competitive towards one another.
Yeah. Michael, I wanted to ask you this, back to the MVP for 1 second, Pat Mahomes, although I think looking at Pat Mahomes' numbers, it's going to be hard not to give it to him. If Joe made the comment earlier about 50 touchdowns in a season, how basically you got to that mark, you're getting the MVP. You get to 50. I mean, it's only happened a couple times in the history of the NFL. What happens if three guys get to it this year? Is it watered down a little bit that somebody's got 50? And can a guy like Kyler Murray jump in the conversation, who has maybe 30 touchdowns but almost has 20 rushing touchdowns or very close to it?
You know, I think if they win the West, and they could win the West. I mean, look, they play Seattle this week up in Seattle. You know, they've been fortunate. Now, you know, that game against Miami, I mean, Cliff goes for it on 4th and 1. I mean, if he goes for it on 4th and 1, they might win that game there, you know. Right. And instead, he tries to kick the field goal. I think that was a horrible decision, you know, that really benefited Miami, because what Cliff didn't realize at that time, Danny, was his opponent wasn't just Miami. It was also the clock. Giving Miami the ball, even the score was tied at 34-34, he still had to defend a minute 52 to go in the game. So, but if this kid wins the West, I think you have to give it strong consideration, especially if his numbers are on par with what Lamar Jackson's numbers were. Now, I don't know if they can win the West. I really don't, because I think they're always going to play in kind of games like that. They should have lost to Buffalo. I mean, it's a Hail Mary. I mean, how many times do you see that, right? They almost didn't score in the fourth quarter. They had ample opportunity to put that game away. What I think Murray is really good at is being able to make loose plays, create plays on his own. But what he hasn't been consistent with has been in the passing game and making really good throws, especially when teams like Miami did force him to play pocket passer. When you force him to play small, he will play small, but it's a hard thing to do.
Hey, Michael, before we let you go, there was one other thing with the Dolphins I wanted to ask you about. It's incredible after these games. So, as you know, that the Dolphins blitz, I mean, zero coverage, and they get after people and trust their cover corners. But we hear these comments after every game from the coaches, especially with the Chargers and the Rams the last couple weeks, where we hadn't seen, like, you can only blitz so many different ways. Are you surprised that they've been able to have so much success coming after these quarterbacks where they're just not comfortable? The blitz has been around a long time, Michael.
Yeah. Well, they're not blitzing just to blitz. They're blitzing to attack protections. Once again, we don't learn this on television. Everything is set to the protections, right? Everything is set to the protections. So you just don't randomly call Cobra or Python, which is certain blitzes from the Nick Saban Belichick tree that they run in Miami. You don't call those blitzes because you just randomly select them from your sheet. You're attacking the protection. And based on where the back's located, based on the formation, based on where the tight end is, you get a really good read on the protections. And once you know what protection they're in, and once they've pointed out the mic call, and then you make your adjustments off the blitz, off the mic call, then all of a sudden your goal on blitzing is to get a guy home free. That's why you blitz. You don't blitz to get blocked. You blitz to get home free. And that's how you attack it. That's why the best defensive coaches understand offensive line play and understand protections really, really well. That's where they make their money. How do I attack this protection? Yeah. What's the weakness in the protection? And I think that's what Miami does a great job of.
Michael, that's great, man. That's a great explanation, man. Thank you so much for being with us this morning. Michael, you keep this up. We're going to keep having you on, man. Thank you.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate you anytime.
All right. That was Radio.com Sports NFL Insider Michael Lombardi. Insider calls are brought to you by Mercedes-Benz. Drive a Mercedes-Benz van and find out how far an extra mile really goes. You can also hear Michael on the GM Shuffle, his weekly podcast, available on Radio.com.
All right. Hey, listen, I want to talk to you about refinancing. Okay, refinancing, yes, because fixed-rate mortgages right now are in the twos. People are saving so much money on their monthly payments by refinancing. But I want to tell you about Michael Cotti at Choice Mortgage, because a lot of you don't want to deal with banks. You want to deal with somebody really good where you can get great service, even if the credit score has taken a little hit over the last few months. Don't worry about it. Michael Cotti at Choice Mortgage is going to give you 7 days a week service at night, in the morning. No, he doesn't work banker's hours. What are those? 9 to 4 with hour and a half lunch. No, that's not Michael Cotti. He built this thing. His great reputation and service and ability to get you approved. By the way, maybe renting and ready to buy, tired of first and last in every payment. Why don't you buy your own place? Money is really cheap right now. You can get yourself a great deal with Michael Cotti. By the way, no prepayment penalty on those fixed rate mortgages with Michael Cotti at Choice Mortgage. He's been in business since 1994, a triple A rating with a Better Business Bureau, equal housing lender, NMLS 166254. That's important stuff right there. But here's the most important part: his phone number to call or text him. He and his team are fantastic. I'm telling you, there's no other place to go. 561-441-2730. Any question you have about refinancing or anything else, 561-441-2730 for Michael Cotti at Choice Mortgage.
All right, make sure you're listening for Fantasy Football Reports weekdays here, sponsored by Tito's Handmade Vodka. Who's hot? Who's not? We'll tell you. Tito's Handmade Vodka, America's original craft vodka.
All right, well, the news not good for the Miami Hurricanes football team. Gosh darn it, going and these comebacks and fun stuff. They are going to shut it down for the next couple of weeks because of COVID-19. The games have been postponed. They do have dates on them, so November is done for UM football. We'll make up the Wake Forest game and North Carolina game. And then we'll see how it plays out, whether they play Georgia Tech or not. And we're going to have Blake James come on and talk a little bit about it. They had 13 players out last week against Virginia Tech. It had to be, and their testing had to be a lot worse. So I know Blake's not going to say a lot about it, but that's pretty big stuff to shut it down for 2 weeks. And I'm always curious how it works, man, like because everybody's dealing with it. Listen, we had 15 games this past weekend that were canceled or postponed. So we're seeing a lot of it. And I always wonder, how's it work between the league and the team? I mean, you saw the Pac-12, two teams that couldn't play. And so the two healthy teams decided to play each other at the last second, just to get some damn games in at this point. So that's a pretty crazy one. Anyway, we'll have Blake join us at 9 o'clock and talk to him about all of that stuff and get through this and basketball now, trying to figure out how the hell they're going to play a sport that's indoors and everything else. And I saw a comment, so true. Listen, it's not just the teams that are fighting it. It's student body. And from student body, it's just our community. The numbers are back up. So I don't know how football is going to do it. I think the NFL's got to feel like they're on deck. They're going to have trouble. Dolphins had a little bit, ended up getting lucky, just lost Christian Wilkins for last week's game. But this thing could, you know.
Very easily, Joe.
Even spread. Though they test every day and they're being really careful. There ain't a whole lot of bonding going on until you practice as far as guys spread out. But saying all that, it's just really hard when it's not closed at the end, when you're done for the day and you go home or go to your hotel or your RV or wherever you might go. It's just, you know, you don't know where wife's been, your mother-in-law's been. They go to get their hair done. Kids go to school.
Right.
They're coming home with COVID-19 missiles. So I don't – it's a tough one, man. And I always think of guys like Xavier Howard's got kids. And I think of the X-Man, not that it's just about X-Man, but, you know, you got a family. And I don't know where our quarterback he's got – Fitzpatrick's got a lot of older kids. Kids
right.
that are – so I don't know if they're here or if he's got them in – Arizona or Tampa or wherever. I have no idea. So it's just, it's tough. And I get that if you're a veteran player, one of the things you want was be able to go home and sleep in your own bed at night. And I get that because my bed's a hell of a lot more comfortable than going to the Renaissance Hotel in their beds and or any other hotel
right.
in the bed.
Some sort of bubble hotel, right?
By the way, the only one that there are a couple of beds. If you stay in those really, really nice places, you'll go, damn, man, this is really nice right here, this bed. But anyway, it's pretty crazy as we try to get through this. College football's got, it's going to be tough. By the way, you think college football, high school football.
Right.
How are they doing it? They do little or no testing. How you feeling, man? Good, let's play. And I'm sure a lot of those kids don't have symptoms at all. So it's crazy time, man. Crazy time with the numbers going back up and trying to figure things out like we are so far. It's pretty crazy. So the Canes finally got hit after getting in 8 games right off the bat and going 7-1. But honestly, I really want to see North Carolina, Miami. That's a game I'm really, really looking forward to because I don't think you can hold North Carolina to 20 points.
Probably not. Yeah, not the way they played lately. That's for sure.
My gut feeling with that group they have, from their quarterback to those running backs to those receivers, I mean, they score in bunches. And now they've lost some games. They're not perfect. But, man, that should be fun. That'll be a good test. And listen, you get everybody healthy. That's the good news. But you also got to hope that, I mean, this thing doesn't just go away because you're well, all right, we're not playing for 2 weeks. Okay, we'll be healthy. I mean, Manny Diaz got to be preaching to these kids like, hey, man, what do you guys do? Oh, no, you can't be hanging around with those guys. Those guys are hanging out over there, and then they're coming to see you. And it's a tough one, man. It's tough for young kids, too. Try telling college kids, you know, to live like we've been living.
Right, right. No, it's not easy. Are you kidding me? Imagine being in college right now, Joe. Imagine being back at Berkeley right now and playing on the football team and them telling you, all right, listen, go to practice, get your virtual class in, and stay in your dorm, stay in your apartment, and don't leave. Sure. Sure. That's not going to happen, Joe.
That's why my kids, they and everybody else's kids are like, hey, Mom, Dad, you paid for that apartment. I'm going to go ahead and head back to school and study from there.
Right.
They don't want to sit in that house and, like, I can't live like this. You can't because your ass is old. I ain't living like this.
Right.
There's no Stupid. Way.
Stupid. Yeah.
All right, man. Well, listen, we got NBA. By the way, we got the NBA draft tomorrow. And I think most of you are just going to lie about it because there's a lot of guys that I looked for that 20th pick. Barry Jackson's got a whole breakdown of players potentially that the Heat could take. How many of them have you guys seen play or know enough about? I would ask you guys that. You guys know?
A couple. I don't know if I know more than 5 or 6 guys. I'm sure in the top.
That's a tough one, man. Picking 20th outside of the first couple of picks and trying to figure out. So that's tomorrow is the NBA draft. The Heat picking 20th. Of course, we got camp going to open December 1st, which is just crazy. I mean, think about that. Do you ever think
it's 2 weeks? It's 2 weeks.
They're going to open up their camp to get rolling because there's a lot of money at stake to do this. So we're going to have NBA basketball games on. We're going to have football rolling. And it's listen, if you're a sports junkie, especially if you're a Heat Dolphins fan, I mean, it's going to be fun.
Yep,
You're going to have something every night, and especially with what Milwaukee and Brooklyn have done. I mean, the East is going to be fun. The East is, and now we got to see what Riley's going to do after Riley watched what Milwaukee did last night, what Brooklyn, and we'll see if this happens. Everybody seems to think there's a good chance, and I don't know how financially, but James Harden wants to play with Kevin Durant in Brooklyn. And Kyrie, as you know, is already there. They're going to have to give up a lot of those other players, though, to get them to get that deal done. But so Brooklyn, I'll say one thing. Brooklyn will officially have a big three with those three guys, because those three, they can hit you for 35 or 40 on any given night that they've got it rolling. If Kyrie's back to normal, James Harden is a scoring machine. If Kevin Durant comes back like he was before the Achilles injury with Golden State, man, that's going to be...
Well, they're the favorite in the East if they make that trade, right? Over Milwaukee, over Boston, over Miami.
Be right over there. But listen, yeah. Boston's got a nice little team too, as we know. The East gets... With Brooklyn jumping up with Kevin Durant, if Kevin Durant's the old Kevin Durant, and by the way, smart move, right? Keeping him out of the bubble and just going, we know you can play, but we want extra time. And you know there's going to be a little ego for him to come back and be Kevin Durant again. So that's going to be an interesting one to watch in the East. Anyway, 305-567-0560. Don't go away, by the way, because we're going to be talking to the University of Miami Athletic Director Blake James coming up at 9 o'clock. We'll check in. 305-567-0560 on the text machine. And I get a chance to tell you about your South Florida Chevy dealers. I love talking about South Florida Chevy dealers because this is the best overall products from top to bottom that I've ever seen. Now, I go out there a lot. I've been part of the South Florida Chevy family for a long time. I've had a beautiful Tahoe. I got to tell you, I've had a beautiful Tahoe, and now I got to get that new Tahoe. That new look Tahoe is fantastic. If you haven't seen it, and you like big SUVs, oh, my God, it's beautiful, just beautiful. Wait till you see the Suburbans, too. Change the look a little bit. Still gave you all that space, comfortable, really fun to drive. And the Silverado trucks, I always say this, if I owned a Chevy dealership, which I don't, but if I did, I just put all those Silverado trucks out in front, all those different beautiful colors and styles. Man, we got the perfect truck, durable, strong truck for you with a fantastic deal going on right now. I didn't even mention the midsize SUVs like our new Traverse, the new Equinox SUV, or even the new Chevy Blazer. That's just a teaser, man. Hey, stop by your, take a look, take a test drive, and sit down and get a fantastic deal with your South Florida Chevy dealers. They're going to tell you what I've been telling you. These are the best overall products we've ever had in Chevy. We want you to stop by, take a test drive, because we know you'll fall in love. And when you sit down, you're going to get a fantastic deal that you can afford every month. In Dade, Broward, and Monroe County, find new roads at your South Florida Chevy dealer today.
.560 The Joe wants you to see a Dolphins game at Hard Rock Stadium, courtesy of Dade County Federal Credit Union, the preferred credit union of the Miami Dolphins. For more information, go to fincu.com. If you want a chance to win those Dolphins tickets at Hard Rock, log on right now to WQAM.com. The home of the Dolphins is AM 560, FM 96.5, HD2, The Joe, WQAM, and streaming on radio.com.
Well, you know, when Kansas City comes to town, we're going to have to keep that going, man, because everybody's going to want to see the Mahomes show. And it seems like every time Super Bowl champs come in town, they are super popular, even with the Dolphins playing well. So that will be a fun one to see what it looks like down the road. But we got a lot of work.
I didn't realize, by the way, that Kansas City was at Vegas Sunday Night Football this week, and all that stuff in the background about the victory lap. It's going to be very dangerous for Vegas Sunday night.
Well, we'll see. We'll see how it all plays out. Right now, we got to get the old Dolphins just to focus and not get caught up, because we're not that good, and like who we're playing, because you look at their schedule with Denver and New York, and you're going, wow, those are games, and Cincinnati. But you know, if you don't play well and you get sloppy, you could lose those games, and it would be really, really disappointing. And by the way, it looks like Denver's quarterback may or may not play.
Right.
Hell, I almost hope he plays. He just threw four picks in a damn game. I hope he can play. 305-567-0560. Zach, what do we got coming in this morning?
All right, a lot more basketball text that came in. Let me read a couple of them. Harden's a kiss of death. Name one team Harden has been on that has won. Westbrook is a train headed downhill and off the tracks. You got to be an idiot to get rid of Hero at this point for one of those guys, Tommy and Hialeah.
See, I just think people like Tyler Hero. I know we're going, you know, whatever side you're on and the Doesn't matter. Go get the star, even if he's only got a couple years left. But I think Tyler Herro, we haven't had one of those for a long, long time. Really popular, young, fun-to-watch draft picks.
Someone said you guys are missing the point. They took the Lakers to six. Russell Westbrook's not the answer.
Hey, man, you don't have to sell me, first
right,
of all.
Me either.
Make
right.
sure before you start listening to this show, I don't want Russell Westbrook. I don't want to give up any of those guys, Duncan or any of them.
Someone said, Hollywood is losing his mind. No way I'm giving up Herro for Westbrook. I would give up Herro, though, for Beal, Harden, or the Greek Freak, but not Westbrook.
I am losing my mind, but I think I'm seeing clearly on this one. I mean, no question. My mind is fried at this point, but I just think, I love Tyler Herro, but if you want to be competitive and you want to get back to where you were at the end of this bubble, you got to make improvements.
By
you
the way,
just have to because you're not, Joe, I mean, look at what the other teams are doing. They're not sitting around doing nothing.
Yeah, but
it's
they're
not just,
us.
All right, all, everyone just run it back. I mean, it'd be nice.
So, yeah, so but we made the finals.
We went to the finals.
Right.
And we still got a bunch of guys, got a bunch of upside.
Okay, but the teams that you beat to get there are retooling and getting better.
They have to. They lost to the Heat. They have to get better.
Now, listen, man, the East is going to be fun. It's going to start. We'll see with Pat Riley. If Pat's pushed the panic button, called Mickey, said, urgent, urgent, we have to have a meeting. I saw that damn James Harden deal might happen. I'd love to know what Pat's aware of all this stuff. And
it's not a panic button situation, though. Like, why are you making it into it's not a panic button situation, but Pat Riley wants to win now. He doesn't want to, you know, build a team to win in 2, 3, 4 years. He wants to win this year now. That's always been what he's done in the past. So if a guy like that is out there, then, you know, odds are Pat Riley's going to try to make an effort to get him.
Wow.
Well,
you think a lot more of Russell Westbrook than
right.
I do.
Yeah.
That's all.
32-year-old Russell Westbrook, too. I said this last time it came up. I hope Riley stays light years away from that self-centered garbage Russell Westbrook. There's an obvious reason why he hasn't won anything. Go figure.
I wonder what people say if they actually do bring him in. They're going to call him garbage and all this other stuff they've been saying about him.
No, of course not. Everyone's mind will change.
The guy spent three of the last 4 years averaging a triple-double. Yeah, he's garbage, all right.
He just hasn't won anything.
I just think it's funny that James Harden and Russell Westbrook, who played together, all of a sudden now both want to ball
right.
hog the ball and
right.
can't play together. That's pretty funny.
You need more than one person to make a difference. Keep Herro, bleep Westbrook if he's going to be a washout in a couple years anyway. Butler was a disgruntled a-hole on his fourth team when he came here to the Heat, and we were projected to be a 7-8 seed. We went to the finals. Guys come here and play their best when we get the best of them. If Westbrook comes here, we'll make it work. That's how I feel.
You got to give up a lot. You don't think Houston's just going to let him go.
Oh, it's going to be a lot. It's a king's ransom for either guy.
But that's the point I was trying to make earlier. Like, you think Jimmy Butler was an easygoing guy when he got here?
I think it's a little bit better than Westbrook.
Was
By
he?
By the way, yeah. hold on. Help me out. Do we have to trade for Jimmy Butler? Oh.
No, right?
Oh, okay. Thanks. Okay.
Yeah.
But I'm just talking about the personalities, though. I mean, you remember him in Chicago with Dwayne?
Yeah,
how'd that
guy
didn't go
yeah.
so well? Philly didn't go so well.
The culture does. I give you credit. The culture is powerful. The Pat Riley culture. This is the way we play offense and defense. And Jimmy goes, about damn time I heard somebody friggin' say that.
All right, so here's the thing. If you put Russell Westbrook's, you know, personality disorder or whatever you want to call it, if you put that aside from a pure talent standpoint, who's more talented that's going to be available than Russell Westbrook?
He's 32 friggin' years old. You act like he's a say. How many championships has friggin' guy won? You're going sitting around bragging
Zero.
About him. Okay. Eight times, man. All right, what else you got?
And by the way, it was a trade to get
was it?
Jimmy Butler, yeah.
Yeah, didn't they give Josh Richardson?
It was a four-team trade, basically.
Oh, you're right. We did.
They got Jimmy
Josh
and Myers Leonard.
Not that
they
that matters.
Up.
I mean, I don't know what that matters anyway
now,
but.
They gave up Josh Richardson, Hassan, some protected first-round pick from 2090 or whatever.
Philly made up their mind. Bottom line is they weren't going to pay Jimmy Butler. They decided when they were giving out max contracts, Jimmy wasn't in the plan. Is that how it ended up?
Basically.
All right.
So another one says Westbrook is one of the most anti-Heat type players I could actually think of.
Listen, the guy plays hard now.
Right. Where do people get this stuff from, by the way? Just out of curiosity, do people know him? Like, where do they get this stuff from?
Hey, man, everybody got an opinion because they're basketball, man. Everybody likes basketball.
I mean, you could have said that about Jimmy Butler before he got here. Like, where do people get this stuff from?
By the way, one thing about Jimmy Butler, we almost wanted him to be more selfish.
Right.
Remember in the playoff games, we're going, Jimmy, please shoot more. Like, we see you could score 40. Can you give us, like, think about stop passing to, even though the guys are wide open? Like, he became, like, a great teammate.
Someone said everyone but Hero. Bam averaged 60 and 10. The guys know Shaq, be gone, but everyone but Hero.
Yeah.
There you go.
Ain't giving up Bam. And honestly, they ain't giving up Tyler Hero.
Well, like another one says Jimmy, Bam, and Tyler are off the books. Everything else, I'm open for business, draft picks and all.
Yeah.
I'm okay with that, yeah.
That's not too far off.
If those three
except the
guys
trade
are
partners are
hold.
Not going to be too interested
right,
in that.
Right.
That's the only problem, I think.
Yeah. By the way, would you guys agree Duncan Robinson's got a little value just because the league, there's some teams like Philadelphia. You don't think Philadelphia would love to have Duncan Robinson? They can't shoot for shit. They can't. I didn't say that. You dumped me anyway?
He should have. Yeah.
Sure did.
By the way, DC
and with that, you guys, no more tech, Zach. You can go to break. We have Blake James is joining the program next for some actual information.
Jeez.
Not it's Joe's real rambling nonsense about this whole NBA trade thing and going back to how did we get Jimmy Butler?
So what? They say we didn't give up. Didn't give up anything. And I give up Tyler Hero.
All you frauds, by the way, will change your tune if they trade for Russell Westbrook. All these people texting in mean stuff about him will change their tune.
Can you guys, by the way, can you stop with the fraud stuff? That's a little powerful to be, and it's mean-spirited to be calling people to listen to our show. That's not very nice, so I wish you wouldn't call them frauds. I mean, you want to call them something
phonies?
Else, but I mean, that's hard.
But you know the day Russell Westbrook comes here, I mean, they'll be kissing his ass. Because he is really good.
He's good.
Yeah, he's really good.
All right, listen. Can I just take a second and tell you about Andy Kagnen and Transworld Business Advisors? I want to talk to everybody out there that owns a company, no matter what size it is, that has been thinking seriously about selling your company. You've got this company out there, Transworld Business Advisors, standing by to buy company, help you sell your company. They are fantastic at what they do. They got a lot of buyers standing by to buy companies just like yours. You know why? Because they're the biggest and the best at what they do. Transworld's the largest business brokerage in the world, all right? They have more buyers for your business than ever before. Yeah, 600 brokers, 200 offices around the world. They can create competition. And by the way, experience, 40-plus years doing this, Andy and his team, 40-plus years helping you sell no matter what size it is, from a 50,000 to a 50 million size company. Call Transworld. They can help you no matter how specialized it is. You want to get the process started or just learn more about Andy and his team because I know you're going to like them. And by the way, again, they got a lot of people all over, not only here in this country, all over, looking to buy companies just like yours right now. 305 or 954-504-8100. That's 504-8100. Or you can visit tworld.com. That's tworld.com for Transworld Business Advisors.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.